Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump hauling off on Democrats as he accepted the Republican presidential nomination at the White House last evening.
At no time before have voters faced a clearer choice between two parties, two visions, two philosophies, or two agendas. This election will decide whether we save the American dream or whether we allow a socialist agenda to demolish our cherished destiny.
What had been Category 4 Hurricane Laura is now a tropical depression with winds of just 35 miles an hour, but it's left a mess in Louisiana where at least six people were killed and a lot of homes and businesses destroyed. The storm is now affecting Tennessee and Alabama and Georgia with very heavy rains and still somewhat gusty winds. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
More details are coming out about Jerry Falwell Jr.'s resignation as the president of Liberty University over allegations of a sex scandal. Former pool attendant Giancarlo Granda claims he had a relationship with the evangelical leader's wife with the consent and encouragement of Falwell. Falwell denies it, but Granda said this morning on Good Morning America,
Jerry's lying. That was his game plan from the beginning, to just throw her under the bus, which I think speaks a lot about who he is, about his character. And he was aware from day one of our relationships, and he did, in fact, watch.
Weather is helping fire crews to contain California's wildfires. They've now scorched over 1.3 million acres. More than 15,600 firefighters now on the front lines fighting over 700 fires in the state, many of them in Northern California. They've burned more than 2,000 square miles, and they've killed at least seven people. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
More than 180,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19. The nation passing that mark yesterday as a number of Midwest states reported record numbers of new cases. Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota all reported their biggest one-day increases in new infections. New infections, deaths, hospitalizations, and positive test rates are declining nationally, but these hot spots continue to emerge in the Midwest. Senator Rand Paul is thanking Washington, D.C. police after claiming he was attacked. As Paul tweeted early today, he was attacked by a crazed mob of over 100 people. The alleged attack happened while the Kentucky senator was leaving the White House after the president's nomination acceptance speech during the end of the Republican National Convention. Paul says D.C. police literally saved his life. And the new Bill and Ted movie is out today in theaters. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter reprising their famous roles in Bill and Ted Face the Music. In the third movie in the series, the two best friends set out on an excellent adventure with the help of several music icons. After being told that only their music can save the universe. Bill and Ted Face the Music is rated PG-13. It's also available on demand. We're available anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
Are you as concerned as I am about what we saw after the convention speech delivered by the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump? You know, the riot out there in the street, there was no peaceful assembly. I mean, people were throwing things, people getting attacked. And, what you heard about Rand Paul, I mean, I don't blame him for freaking out. I mean, surrounded by at least 100 people, and they were jostling him. And, what is this all about? Is this a form of voter suppression? That the mob would, come after conservatives and Republicans like this to let them know that they're to be canceled. But I think the sentiment, the growing sentiment for those who have been canceled and conservative voices, I don't care if it's on, college campuses. I mean, the president addressed this last night as well. This stuff has to stop. You cannot, have a cancel culture. You cannot have your First Amendment right canceled and invalidated just because the mob says so, or some tenured professors who have been able to build some sort of siege work in their, particular universities and be somewhat protected. But all this is coming down. I mean, what they don't realize is that eventually, the foundations of this kind of evil, and this is evil, to not be able to speak and express your point of view. It's evil and it's stupid. You've heard me reference, this idea from Jordan Peterson, because I think it's brilliant. It's where we are right now. And that is that we can become so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. I mean, here we are in this supposed enlightened area, where we're supposed to be so much smarter and wiser for all that we've experienced, and then we act so stupidly, by not wanting to hear from other people. Like, what, are we so intimidated by others' ideas that we think that we have all the goods? Thank God that God Almighty did not give any one of us all the goods. We're designed in such a way that we need to connect. And oftentimes I have found in my journey of decades that oftentimes the person that I least like is the person that I most need. Have you found that to be the case? Where somebody just irritates the holy what have you out of you. And what has always caused me pause is my dad used to always tell me, he would say, William, he goes, everybody has something positive to offer. Sometimes you might just have to wade in a little bit deeper in the water and have some patience. Of course, he said that to his very impatient son, one that I love the water, but I don't necessarily like to go wading in, to the water unless it's for a purpose. And I just couldn't accept that there was a purpose in wading in deep waters to deal with somebody I didn't like. But doggone it, you know, it's, you know, father knows best. You know, back in the days when fathers knew best, he was right. And I see this happen time and time again, where I find, you know, people to be most annoying are the ones that I got to slow down and stop and listen and hear them out. And they may not articulate it in the way, and there may be that wrong tone. We seem to be so tone sensitive these days. And Donald Trump has really brought that to a point, you know, with his tweets. And, you know, we hear all the time that, you know, that people don't like his tone. Well, I understand. But is he right? You know, does he have a point here? Is the tone just a waste, or is it an expression and frustration that's going on? Well, Ed Pizzoli is back with us. Always love having Ed on the show. Appreciate his brilliance. He's the president of Florida-based law firm Tripp Scott, the former chair of the Republican Party in Broward County. Yes, the infamous Broward County in Florida. And he's back with us. Ed, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. After four nights of a clear contrast, what was on display at the RNC convention versus what we saw last week with the DNC, it's a clear tale of two parties, isn't it?
It's definitely a clear tale of how they view both the past of our country and how they view the future of our country. There was, I think, the last four nights viewed a certain unity. A certain hope for the future, a clear American agenda. The previous week with the Democrats was something different. It was a rock throwing contest of what was wrong with America, what was wrong with our past, why we're not the greatest country in history. And all of those things that laid out. But what is more important, Bill, is the contrast between the two presidential candidates.
Yes.
And, you know, in the four nights of the Republican convention, Donald Trump was basically omnipresent. He was everywhere. You know, from the naturalization ceremony he did with the new American citizens, to the pardon, culminating in the last night's acceptance speech, he effectively was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
High energy, focused on the people's work, all of those things. And in the Democratic convention, the Democrats gave poor Joe Biden from his basement 20 minutes to speak. And frankly, the speech did little to at least buttress my confidence in a Biden presidency.
Well, Doug Schoen, who you know is a Democratic strategist, you know, came out and said that Trump's speech is going to strengthen his reelection chances. So he was greatly impressed. And in addition to what Trump and his family members had to say, and that was missing from the Democratic convention, was one testimony after another of what the president had done for people in redeeming their lives, whether it was, Miss Johnson or, you know, just going down the Mueller family, you know, that they finally had somebody who could listen to them that, you know, with Biden and Obama, they ignored. And here's the pain of losing a daughter and not having the help of your country. And as the father said, that he knew that if Donald Trump would have been president, his daughter would still be alive today. That was gripping.
A lot of those stories were, the personal stories were gripping, and they served as essentially surrogates for people in similar situations.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I heard a criticism last night on CNN that Donald Trump spoke for an hour, over an hour, and didn't talk about the racial divide issue in this country. And what my response to that is that, to be honest, every night of this convention talked about how he helped every American, how he brought energy to every problem. And so after 40 years of being in Washington, Joe Biden accomplished nothing. And after 3 or 4 years of being, we had, you know, a criminal justice reform that, and here was Alice Johnson who was impacted by it. And here was the redemption aspect of American life. Americans love a second chance. And frankly, a lot of those redemption stories were about how America can always improve itself.
Exactly.
And that is the effort to make...
Got to go to break. We've got more from Ed Pizzoli after this.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, maybe that's the issue with the Democrats because of the dark world in which they live. They just haven't seen it yet. And there was a clear contrast between light and darkness. And as the president cited, how can we expect a party that thinks so darkly and so negative about a country to lead us to any kind of trajectory of hope. And the thing that was hard to deal with time and time again during the Democratic National Convention was, they talk about fact-checking the president and every speaker and that sort of thing, Ed Pizzoli. But I, you know, every time the Democrats would bring up something and try to, you know, state a fact that they believe to be the truth, it was, I'm sorry, I can't seem to connect that dot. Did you find yourself doing the same thing?
You know, what the claim is that America is the second-rate country, and the problem that the Democrats have is that if America's second rate, then all other countries are third rate. And so it's still the best country there is. Do we have issues? Do we have ways to we can improve our lot in life? The answer is yes. Is this the best opportunity for us in this country with our freedoms and our histories and our ideals? The answer is unequivocal yes. That's the difference of the view. If you want to focus on the things that we can do better, great. Okay, let's do better. But then offer solutions. You have been there 40 years, Joe.
Yes.
And have you offered anything concrete? The answer is no. So when Americans go to the polls, there are three issues to me in my mind, Bill. One is who can revitalize the economy coming out of the COVID issue? And that's a clear choice to me. Donald Trump. Second is who is going to give you more individual liberties and freedoms and rely on you achieving your American dream, and who's going to help you with less regulation, get government out of the way. And that's a clear choice as well. And who has kept us out of unnecessary, elongated international struggles and wars? That is, again, the same answer. And so in those three things, those are big issues to me coming out of this. And look, COVID is going to pass. In the end, who is going to stand up the economy and get it back to where it was or even better? Who do you have confidence in?
Exactly. Well, look how it's been able to weather COVID. Our economy is not, although it's taken a hit, it's not like it's gone in the tank. I mean, look what's going on in the stock market. I mean, there's some clear signs that because of the foundation and the basic business principles that were employed by this administration by, you know, cutting back on government regulations, the tax cut, this has all served us well. If we didn't have this foundation, Ed, what do you think, where do you think America would be right now under a Obama, Biden, or Democratic policy America?
Well, I mean, all you have to do is point to places like New York, right, and New Jersey, where you have a very high high unemployment, and compare it to, say, Florida and Texas, and how the rebound is occurring here in Florida versus New York City. Regardless of, look, COVID impacted both states, but in the end, you have a higher rate of death because of bad policies on Governor Cuomo to put people with COVID in nursing homes, the most vulnerable among us, and causing a greater number of deaths, versus a pinpointed policy in Florida that said, no, we're not going to put COVID folks in nursing homes. In fact, if they come down with COVID, we're going to pull them out of the nursing homes and protect those who are most vulnerable.
Exactly.
That is a far different cry, and we want to open up businesses as quickly as possible. But, you know, it goes back to this. You know, in Michigan, as an example, you know, you can't even, the government is denying your right to go to your second home, your second vacation home. I say, where is that in the Constitution, regardless of the pandemic?
Exactly.
You know, this idea that we have to limit personal freedoms, and really what it comes down to is a power grab for those who believe the government is the dictator, as opposed to allowing government only being able to act based upon what my consent is. They need to govern with my consent. We forget that basic point. The government's there to protect my natural rights, and that's it.
Well, and this has been why President Trump, I believe, has been so effective, is that we've come back to first principles. That's what we're going through this process, and the people are deciding, okay, first principles, where's my constitutional rights? They're starting to ask this question and critically think. And even though the mob, as restive as they were last night, even in D.C., which was disgusting as far as I was concerned, I don't know where the mayor was. But again, this is a Democratic mayor, you know, that painted Black Lives Matter right on the main street heading to the White House, you know, for some kind of, you know, particular, you know, political reason, sadly. But nonetheless, we're having to deal with her. And, you know, as Dana White put it, which was so important, Dana White, of course, the founder of UFC, said, you know, this is the way he closed his speech last night. He says, while it's critically important to reelect President Trump, this pandemic has also taught us to be very, very careful who you select as your next governor, senator, congressperson, and mayor. It is so important to vote, and don't think your vote doesn't matter, because to be honest with you, it has never mattered more than it does right now. And I hope people are hearing what he said, is that we need to send reinforcements to help Donald Trump and to help the citizens around this country of ours by getting some reasonable, sober-minded, constitutionally fearful legislators and, you know, mayors and governors in position here to save the people.
Bill, the left agenda on this is essentially morally bankrupt, and I'll tell you why. One is that if black lives really matter, then there would be a greater focus on the black lives that are taken on a regular basis in places like Chicago right. and other Democratic-controlled cities. And we would be focused on trying to prevent that inside of those Democratic administrations. We would also be focused on the rights of protesters to protest. You and I may not like what their sign says, but we support their right to protest. Mm-hmm. When that protest is hijacked by a set of people who want to commit acts of crime, destroy property, kill innocent lives, the black man who was killed, a black guard that was killed in Atlanta a couple weeks ago during the George Floyd riots, no one cried for him. His black life didn't matter. But the bottom line is that that is morally bankrupt. That whole issue about racial injustice has been hijacked by those who want anarchy. And people, you cannot, the story's been hijacked. You cannot let American citizens be controlled by people who don't want any government control at all or do not recognize any civil society at all.
Right. Exactly. And to defund the police, especially right now, I mean, it's a clear contrast. This is what happens when you render the police inert. Look what's happening in cities across the country, New York, de Blasio, decommissioning, taking off the streets, 600 plainclothes officers. And look what's going on in terms of, you know, the murder rate and criminality in New York, so much so that people in droves are heading south to Florida. They are new neighbors.
And I hope they leave their blue policies in New York. I wrote an article on behalf of the Herald. Don't bring to Florida from New York your liberal policies.
The very thing you're running away from, right?
Right. Don't bring it with you.
Yeah, that's like the people coming from Venezuela saying, okay, we want America to eat out of the back of trash trucks too. So we need to have this in America, right?
I you know what, my wife's family is Cuban. They understand what it means to these slogans and symbols around socialism are dangerous things, and the inching and incremental pieces of this are really dangerous.
Well, look, fortunately for us, we happen to have a Constitution, a Declaration of Independence, a rich history, maybe not perfect, but pretty darn good, I believe, by comparison. And that's what we have in terms of first principles to look back. And I think we're having a revival of that mindset, Ed, which I think is positive for everybody.
Bill, let's make the distinction. The ideals of America are, in fact, perfect.
Yes.
So those who framed those ideals were men, and thereby were imperfect. We
exactly. Got to leave it there. Ed Pizzoli, the president of Florida-based law firm
Tripp Scott.
This report
is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America's Keep the Change program, which helps consumers save by rounding up purchases to the nearest dollar and transferring change from their checking into their savings account, is celebrating its 15th anniversary this September. Christian Baumfalk, savings product executive at Bank of America, says the program enables consumers to save while spending without any extra effort.
Saving automatically is one of the smartest ways to reach your financial goals, and our Keep the Change program is a convenient way to make everyday purchases part of your overall plan. Whether you're just starting out on your savings journey or have been saving for years, Bank of America has the tools and expertise to help you reach your financial goal.
Since its inception, Keep the Change has helped more than 23 million customers save nearly $15 billion. Begin your savings journey and learn more at bankofamerica.com/keepthechange. Again, that's bankofamerica.com/keepthechange.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump hauling off on Democrats as he accepted the Republican presidential nomination at the White House last evening.
At no time before have voters faced a clearer choice between two parties, two visions, two philosophies, or two agendas. This election will decide whether we save the American dream or whether we allow a socialist agenda to demolish our cherished destiny.
What had been Category 4 Hurricane Laura is now a tropical depression with winds of just 35 miles an hour, but it's left a mess in Louisiana, where at least six people were killed and a lot of homes and businesses destroyed. The storm is now affecting Tennessee and Alabama and Georgia with very heavy rains and still somewhat gusty winds. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, that's what's rising up is conservative voices and people in America that just said, look, at, all right, we believe in protests, as Ed Pizzoli said. You know, we support that, the right to free speech, right to assemble. And, you know, let your grievances be known. But once you start breaking up buildings, destroying jobs and businesses in your community, you know, now you're breaking the law. And that's what, you know, that's not what America is all about. And, you know, the destruction, I think, was it the other day we were trying to run some numbers. And I think we calculated well over $2 billion of damage so far that has taken place in these riots across this country. And are we solving any problems? You know, a lot of exercise of emotions, a lot of destruction, murders that are happening, people being injured, the psychological damage that's having its impact on the psychology of the voter politic, you know, everyday people and citizens, and not to mention the first responders we need. Right now, we're going to be joining my good friend Jeff Cruer, and Jeff, who has weathered the storm. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Yes, I'm doing fine. Our prayers go out to our friends in Lake Charles who got hit hard.
Yes.
We're going to be, of course, working to help them in the days ahead.
Well, we're happy to hear that your family got through it, but certainly, as you say, Lake Charles and some other areas there greatly impacted by Laura, and you know, thank God most of the people are safe. That's some good news there.
Yes, it was a killer storm. I think unfortunately six people have died and a lot of property devastation. But you know, it could have been a whole lot worse. So we're thankful for that, and certainly going to be working together to try to help those folks.
Yeah, once again, so Jeff Cruer, again, it's an honor to join your show, and we're both simulcasting each other's show here right now. Some highlights. I wanted to get your perspective on the RNC's final wrap last night. Did you get a chance to catch any of the highlights?
I caught it all, and I thought it was fabulous. A great four nights. I give them an A plus, and really loved a lot of the speakers. Power packed lineup from the parents of Kayla Mueller to the wife of David Dorn to Ivanka, and of course the president and Tom Cotton and Rudy Giuliani, and just so many great speeches. And I was disappointed to hear folks on Fox News and other outlets panning the speech. I thought it was a great speech.
I did too. And I think that, you know, what I heard, Jeff, people going, I had forgotten Trump did this. I mean, the releasing of hostages, over 50 hostages that he had released. I mean, the Mueller family saying quite clearly that if Donald Trump, if their daughter, what happened to their daughter during the administration of Donald Trump, she'd still be alive today. That, I mean, that was very powerful. Alice Marie Johnson, her story of redemption. You know, one thing after another. I mean, these testimonies were just so powerful. And, you know, quite often I'm hearing from people going, how come we didn't hear about that in the news? Well, purposely.
I know. Well, the news is so biased, and we've got to get that message out there to counteract what they're doing. And I just thought last night, as you say, Bill, was a great reminder of what he has done, not only domestic and the economy and everything, but the foreign policy and the military buildup and bringing our folks home, both hostages and our men and women in uniform, because he said he wants to end the endless wars.
Exactly. Now, there was a lot to be drawn out, and what I saw clearly over these past 4 days is a redefinition of the new Republican Party, which is maybe the new old Republican Party, Jeff.
I say good riddance to the McCain, Bush, Romney wing, the never-Trumpers, the rhinos, the country clubbers, the establishment. And, yeah, Donald Trump is a breath of fresh air. He's the new Republican Party. As Ivanka said, Washington didn't change him. He changed Washington. Mm-hmm. And thank goodness. I mean, now I can be excited about the Republican Party again.
Exactly. And the thing is, people need to understand, though I feel, I have this sense, there's a renewal for conservatism, and it's good to be conservative, and our voices need to be heard. And I encourage people to speak truth to power. And right now we have the mob reacting, doing everything they can, even trying to, in a way, what I saw with the intimidation of those coming out of the convention last night, hundreds of protesters out there. I mean, is this not some form, if even subtle, of some form of voter suppression?
I was really taken aback by all the protesters. I got reports from last night from people that were there talking about how vicious they were, how loud they were. They were really trying to disrupt the whole proceedings at the White House. And then Senator Paul and others getting harassed. And
yes.
Senator Paul said if not for the Washington, D.C. police, he might have been killed.
Right.
So, I mean, these folks that are doing this, I mean, are terrorists, Bill. They're criminals.
No, they're totally anti-American. There's no doubt about it. Jeff, I want to talk about a couple of the columns that you've written recently. One in particular about, you know, the media still asleep for Sleepy Joe. I mean, they're just giving him a pass. And then, of course, you and I talked about this the last time, is whether or not Sleepy Joe will even have a debate with the president. I mean, there was a negotiated that maybe we'd have three, but then Nancy Pelosi somehow comes up with some hyperbole yesterday about that, Joe Biden shouldn't dignify this undignified president and have a debate with him.
Mm-hmm. You know, Donald Trump shouldn't dignify the unhinged Speaker of the House and negotiate with her. She is a disaster, Bill. She's an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since she tore up the President's State of the Union address, she's been flying off the handle. And what she said, I think, is what a lot of Democrats are thinking, but she said it. They don't want Joe Biden to get into the ring with Donald Trump. I mean, he can't put two sentences together. So I wouldn't be surprised if some reason is found to cancel Biden's participation in the debates. I think he's scared to death of that.
Yeah, the signal is put out. I mean, even Doug Schoen said, after the president's speech last night that, boy, he strengthened his position to be reelected. This comes from Doug Schoen, a Democratic strategist.
Yeah, and he's one of the few Democrats that are honest and and call it like he sees it, and he's right. I mean, you know, compare the 20-minute address that Joe Biden made. It might not have even been live.
No, it wasn't live. It was pre-recorded.
Yeah, so I spliced together, edited, who knows, versus the live 75-minute address by President Trump. I mean, what a difference in energy. What a difference in capability just on display there, Bill. It would be a disaster for the Democrats if Biden debated him. So I think they're going to try to cancel it somehow.
Right. Now, there's many that agree with you on that, that we will not see a debate. I mean, it's sad that we already have so many people will be voting before the first debate is even held, if even one happens, Jeff. So, you know, it's unfortunate because the people need to have this information. They need to know and get out of this idea of opinion and see for themselves, is Joe Biden truly qualified? Does he really have a cognitive issue? Are these just cute little gaffes that he's been known for over the years? Or is there something regarding his mental condition that needs to seriously be considered?
I think you had Ronny Jackson, the former White House doctor, physician, who has said that. He thinks that there's something wrong with Joe Biden. I think a lot of independent, credible doctors have said it. And I think it's more than just losing your train of thought a little bit as you get older and having memory issues. I think it's something more serious than that. But we're not going to know until he takes a cognitive test. And he told one of the reporters recently that there's no way he's going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to find out what his mental condition is, Bill. And right now, I think that's a big question mark.
Well, the problem is in the absence of fact opinion rules. And so, you know, you're going to have a certain number of people. They're going to take their opinion as fact. So obviously there must be some doubt in the minds, at least, of those that are handling Joe Biden. Otherwise, they would put this to sleep once and for all, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think they want to try to get through the election with limited interaction, limited interviews, limited debates, limited travel, and hope we can win that way, Bill.
Well, we got to go to break. Jeff Carrera, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. All the best to you. Be safe and well, my friend.
Thank you, Bill Martinez. Always appreciate being with you, and thanks for simulcasting with us. The great Bill Martinez.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills who always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Only 1 in 4 Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing, our politicians are corrupt, and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you, and with us right now is Glenn Stanton, the Director of Family Formation Studies that focuses on the family. Hey, Glenn, how are we doing?
I'm doing very good. How are you doing today, Bill?
Hey, doing terrific. I'm very optimistic, Glenn, because in spite of all the rioting and mob activity and everything like that, we're still assured that God is on the throne, isn't he?
You know, and I have to say, I'm encouraged too, not just because of that, and that's not a small fact, but the convention this week, we saw a lot of good about America, and that was good for us.
Yeah, I heard repeatedly people said, you know, I'd forgotten Donald Trump had done that. Others said, well, why didn't the media report on it? Well, when you spend 95% of your time looking at the president in a negative perspective, that's all we've gotten. You know, we forgot or maybe didn't even hear reported that President Trump has been so focused that he liberated, 50 prisoners in foreign countries, 50. I mean, it was a huge number. And then you have the testimony of the Mueller family, which was such, it was just so heartbreaking. But, the bottom line, for them was that they said that they believe that had their daughter been abducted while President Trump was president, she would still be alive. Mm. Boy, that was powerful.
Yeah. And I tell you what, Bill, the other encouraging thing, and my experience was exactly the same, like, wow, I didn't know that the president had accomplished all those things. But the other thing was just hearing from normal citizens.
Yes.
You know, they had so many people up on stage there that were not quote unquote famous people. People making a difference out in the world, in their communities, and of all different colors, nationalities, races, things like that. You're like, wow, Americans really are doing great things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's a wonderful message. And, the previous week, unfortunately, we just heard there's one man doing very, very bad things. This week we heard there's all kinds of people doing great things in America, and we should celebrate that.
Without a doubt. And the other thing, Glenn, that I thought was quite stark, how many times did you hear God Bless America
during the four nights of the DNC convention.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, it was just encouraging, you know. And mm-hmm. apart from, you know, kind of partisan politics, it was four nights of celebrating our nation and
exactly.
getting permission to say, you know what, it's not a bad thing to be patriotic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that what I saw in the last four nights is a revival of conservatism, that it's good mm-hmm. to be conservative again. And I believe as much as the Democratic Party has been redefining itself to be a party really more aligned with socialistic principles, Marxist principles, and going hard left, you had a re-embracement of, you know, the old Ronald Reagan Republican Party.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this idea that red, white, and blue are good colors, that our nation is a good nation. One of the most touching things to me was that naturalization service. I think
wasn't
it was
that cool?
On Tuesday night,
yeah,
where five citizens were sworn in as new American citizens. And they were not, I mean, they were celebrating. They were happy about the hope that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was such a beautiful, beautiful ceremony and a reminder that the United States, America, is a beacon of light and hope to the rest of the world, regardless of what a group of people here, mm-hmm. spoiled people here in this nation say.
Yeah, based on godly principles, Glenn. I mean, look at the story of John Ponder. I mean, he's there, and they're talking about, he's there in the White House meeting with the president, and they're talking about his ministry, all the great things he's done. And then President Trump pulls a card out of his sleeve and says, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm pardoning you today.
Wow. And grace.
Yeah.
You know, the demonstration of grace there. And that's the other thing is, I mean, there was a very different picture of the man who occupies the White House than we typically get from the media. And yes, a presidential campaign is made to put on a good face, but we can all see, like, you know, it's exactly what you said. There's a lot of very, very good human things that are happening,
right.
godly things that are happening that we should celebrate, and that is a good thing.
Without a doubt. Well, I believe as we move closer and closer to first principles, and of course, you may be aware of this, there's going to be quite the event in the end of September, September the 26th, at the mall in D.C., that there will be a day of repentance on September the 26th. Expecting a half million people to show up, you know, with masks, socially distanced, and we're going to make this work. I believe it's been a long time coming, but this could be our Nineveh experience, where the people come together and turn to God in a very concerted, focused manner, asking for God's forgiveness and repenting of where we are right now, because these issues, whether it's COVID, whether it's the mob and the chaos in the streets, these are outside of our realm. I mean, we need God to be back in the middle of all this, don't we?
You know what? In such a huge way, Bill, because, and I've said this to a number of my friends, we talk about revival, and revival, I mean, that's what this day of repentance would be about, is God, forgive us. Please spread out your Spirit upon our land. But what we're seeing today is what I call an anti-revival. If mm-hmm. if there is a Holy Spirit, you know,
yes.
then there is an evil spirit. And there is very much an evil spirit. It's not that the people are evil. It's not that the people, it's that there's this spirit going across our country, burning our cities, getting us to doubt our own nation, telling us that we can't celebrate our nation, that we can't celebrate freedom, that we can't celebrate human dignity, all of those different things. That needs to be overcome with a spirit of holiness,
mm-hmm.
of humility, of righteousness, of repentance, and that's exactly what you're talking about. And so, yes, I mean, all of your listeners, I would encourage that is what is needed in our country. That is what we need to repent,
to ask God to forgive us for our arrogance, for our sin, for our pride, and humble ourselves.
Exactly.
And God will protect us and bless us and prosper us, not for our own sakes, but for His.
Right. Well, as God is shaking the world, and Jonathan Cahn and I had an extended conversation about this as he's getting ready to release his new book, Harbinger 2, which I'll tell you, it is awesome. It's, again, another great study of, you know, godly patterns. And what we're, you know, what America is facing right now is that we're not only being shaken, you know, but what you just said is that when God shakes something, everything gets shaken. So this is why this chaos is happening right now, is that the Holy Spirit is hovering, just like the Holy Spirit hovered in Genesis 1 over that which was void and chaotic. And the Holy Spirit is doing this. And this is what's agitating people, because they don't know what it is. And unless you're spiritually connected and understand what's going on, can you imagine what's going on in the minds of these mobsters?
Yeah, that's so well said, the hovering of the Spirit of God.
Yes.
You know, and that is what's happening. And it seems like things are hopeless, like things are just out of control. But you know what? I was telling a friend last night, God is like, you know what? You guys cool it. I got this.
Yes, exactly.
He knows what he's doing. But we have to be obedient, and we have to be responsive as well. And to be people in the time and the land that we live in, we are called to live in this country, in this time, in this day, and this age. And we have to live obediently and prophetically. Prophetically, not in the sense of what's going to happen in the future, but prophetically in the sense of we're proclaiming the truth of God.
Amen.
We're proclaiming the reality of God, and that's what you just said. I mean, reminding the country that, yes, God is hovering over this country. God has his hand upon this country, and even though things seem so hopeless and so misguided, God is, you know what, remember, I am on the throne. Amen. I know what I'm doing. I've got this. Things are moving in the right direction, even while they seem like they're not. I mean, that was the nature of the cross, right?
Exactly.
Satan won on the cross, but Satan always overplays his hand and never realizes that while he thinks he's winning, he is actually on the road to losing, and that is exactly what we're seeing here today.
Yeah, as my good friend Tony Campolo would say, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. We always love Sunday. He's always there because God's got this. Even in spite of some of this crazy stuff like pedophilia being called a sexual orientation, we got about a minute left here, and we're finally getting to the topic, but I'm going to allow you to briefly summarize and take us to conclusion.
Yeah, no, the topic of, and I'm going to be writing about this soon, is just this push today that sexual orientation's all being celebrated. Even, I mean, and we know all this, but even to the point of pedophilia itself, and that these things being protected in law. I mean, we have to be, your listeners, we all need to be aware of what is happening within our country with our sexual values.
Exactly.
And things like that.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Glenn Stanton, Director of Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family. Always appreciate the time, Glenn. God bless.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
With more